This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. God bless you. End Time World News is independent and alternative news and media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, and more information about this podcast, you can contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And if you like the podcast, folks, and if you get anything out of today's podcast, please think about donating. Wouldn't you mind? Wouldn't you please? We have a PayPal link there, also a Venmo, a Cash App. However you want to donate. Again, if you do get things and you feel in your heart you want to donate a little something, pray about it first, I always tell people, and do what God directs you to do. This podcast is here to help everyone just present the news, and we cover stuff that the mainstream, lamestream media does not want to cover, unfortunately. So we try to bring out news and information from a Christian perspective. So let's get into today's podcast here, folks, shall we? Let's get into the podcast. I know it's been a while, and it is good to be back in the saddle again, and it's nice to always talk to all of my friends out there, followers, friends, subscribers. It's always very nice to talk to everyone. So let's dive into it, folks. Here we go. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. It's an article just yesterday, dated March 13th, 2025. And it's very, very interesting, folks. It's an article to deal with the bird flu, matter of fact. And so let me read the headline on the article here. Let me read the headline. The bird flu scam. Neither Canada nor Mexico have killed a single chicken due to the bird flu because, mysteriously, bird flu does not cross borders. This is very true, folks, and a lot of people have to think, and sometimes you really have to pray about things, and I would highly encourage everyone to always pray, no matter what, no matter what is said, no matter what you hear, even on this program. Again, I try to bring you good, honest, and straightforward truth and information. But again, folks, you have to use your own discernment. And again, that comes from discernment comes from God, and wisdom comes from God. And you have to pray about these things no matter what you hear. So let's dive in again to today's article here. Again, the bird flu scam. Neither Canada nor Mexico have killed a single chicken due to the bird flu because, mysteriously, bird flu does not travel, does not cross borders. Okay, here we go, folks. Be aware of the bird flu, also known, be aware of the chicken flu, rather, also known as the bird flu, that only happens in America because the chickens don't have passports to travel to Canada or Mexico. No worries about the USDA or FDA visiting your chicken farm and those countries to kill off all your chickens. That might be a gain-of-function Fauci chicken flu. Because it's just an American thing right now, the Biden regime somehow still has influence over the poultry industrial complex, and his cronies at the CDC are still pushing the sheeple to get jacked up with some Nero-destroying dirty jabs for the bird flu. And again, it was all disseminating that the bird flu and the driving egg prices through the roof. And yes, folks, eggs are going through the roof. You buy two dozen eggs, you're going to pay close to $20 here in Central Florida. It's right around 18 and some change. So you got to understand that prices are going through the roof. And I will get back to that in just a second. Again, prices going through the roof, the fear-mongering about another pandemic while injecting the masses with toxic chemicals that cause infertility, blood clots, and turbo cancer. Got questions about the bird flu? Fake news has the answers for you. Again, the NBC fear-mongering news would have us all believe that the only way to stop the bird flu is to kill off all the diseased birds. Okay. And so, again, they got to wrangle in that plandemic, just like COVID, put all the birds on lockdown and mask them up until they can flatten the curve. Right, Fauci? Again, that was Dr. Fauci's nonsense that he was telling everybody, and that is his way to deal with the plandemic the last time with COVID. Yes, according to federal policy, when a bird flu outbreak is identified, all birds must be called. The same goes for humans, but with humans, when an outbreak of a lab-made virus is identified, all humans must be called using mRNA jabs, kidney-killing remdesivir, and 4 days of ventilators. Again, this is how they deal with things. And again, it's just absolute positive. It's lying. It's fake. It's fraudery. It's lying. It's absolutely crazy and insane.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
The bird flu doesn't seem to be able to cross borders in Mexico or Canada because chickens can't fly over the Trump's border wall. That's a little joke there, folks. But again, there has to be a logical reason in the U.S. bird flu pandemic can't seem to cross the border, and no other bordering countries have killed a single bird to save all humans from sure death. Maybe the Trump wall is too tall. What other explanation could it be? Conspiracy theories are whirling around like a busted screen door in a hurricane. According to NBC News, it seems like another battle keeps popping up day after day, said Andrew Bowman, the so-called influenza expert, Afar Michel at Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine. I really hate saying unprecedented, but it sure feels like different than anything else before. Sure, Drew, it's unprecedented, nothing like anything else before. The Biden regime killed off billions of chickens without any proof of an outbreak of bird flu. It was all harassy, which came first, the sick chicken or gain-of-function leak from the Wuhan lab. Again, is it safe to buy chickens and eggs? Are the chickens looking up with the cows? It's spreading disease to the cows. Maybe cows are sick and Americans should stop drinking milk. If you see something, say something. Meanwhile, the FDA continues to recommend you cooking your $10 eggs until both the yolk and the white harden to a crisp, just to make sure, ready for that gain-of-function avian influenza egg and cheese omelet. No. You know, again, folks, wait, there's fear-mongering fake news. You know, professors of medicine and pharma funded universities across the U.S. claim birds that have avian influenza die and they're sick and they don't lay eggs. And that's where the virus and the dairy cows come from. Dr. Peter Chin Hong, a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, who has paid big bucks to study infectious diseases. Again, this is their opinion. I'm not no doctor, I'm not no nurse or healthcare practitioner, but again, these are my humble opinions. Do with them what you will. But again, I've seen all kinds of things happen. I've followed this bird flu. I've followed this the COVID for almost 5 years now. I've seen what happens. They scare people. It's part of, folks, a depopulation program. It's all part of the beast system. And so again, this is what's happening and going on. It's all part of the plan, folks. It's all part of the beast system. It's all part of the plan that they want to go and they want to exercise, and people don't seem to understand that. They want to call the herd, and they want to call the herd, meaning they want to call you and I, and that's where you have to understand that's where we're at right now, and that's where we're coming from. And it's just crazy, and it's insane, and that's where you have to really understand what's going on out there. You have to use discernment in every way. As a Christian, you have to try to use discernment in every way and pray about everything. But again, you can't have your head in the clouds, okay? That's what I want to tell you. You can't have your head in the clouds, because if you make a wrong move, a stupid move, a wrong move, and if you do something accidentally nowadays and you end up taking a shot or this or that, the shot over time could make you very sick. The shot over time, if you have a relapse, could even kill you. So you have to understand these certain things, folks, that they want to kill off about 90% of the world's population. And again, they can't do anything. And here we have God, guns, and different things like that here in the United States. We can protect ourselves, but they have to kill off the United States. They have to bring the numbers down. We're at about, give or take, 360 million people here in the United States out of, what, about 8.2 or 8.5 billion people in the world. But we have significantly a large population here in the United States, and so they have to get rid of people in the United States. And that's how this culling of the herd works, not just for chickens, not just for cows, but also human beings. Once you get the bird flu itself will not kill you, will not spread to human beings. But in retrospect, the shot, if you take it, and again, my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor or a nurse or healthcare professional, but if you take the bird flu shot, there is a possibility you can have a reaction and you could die. And again, they wouldn't care one way or another. And so again, you have to have discernment. You have to pray about things. And with that said, folks, that's all I can say. I conclude this podcast and just please always pray about anything, pray about everything. And you have to do that. God bless you for listening to this podcast, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, but again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless you. Bye for now. See you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.